And welcome back to Speaking of SAC, where we talk about San Antonio College news and the college experience. And this morning, the college experience, we're going to be focusing on a wonderful topic, the First Responders Academy. Joined here this morning with Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio College President. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. So today we're doing a deep dive into one of our great programs, one of the many great programs we have here, the First Responders Academy.
Yes, as you know, several years ago, we built a new First Responders Academy out on I-35 South. We've put in nearly $20 million into the facility for our students. It's a first-rate facility, first-in-class, offers all of our students a top-rate facility to train at.
Very nice. And we have some guests this morning. We have Marnie Wilkerson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're a cadet?
Yes, sir.
And you're also a retired pharmacist working on a second career.
Yes, I am. I graduated from pharmacy school in 1980. So this will be my second career. I was telling Dr. Solis, it's interesting, the last class I took before graduating pharmacy school was at SAC. Had to take a government class in order to graduate.
How much has the campus changed since then?
Gosh, it's changed a lot. I think at that time there was one building.
That's awesome. That's great. We also have Manny Solis. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you're a Fire Academy cadet.
That's correct.
And we also have Michael Autry representing the EMS. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. I want to thank you all for joining us this morning. So the First Responders Academy, brand new building. How are you all enjoying it?
It's a great building, great facility. The leadership is wonderful as well.
No, I love the building. It's brand new. It's spacey. It's roomy. All the new equipment. It's a great place to learn.
The EMS program is actually in the SAC Allied Nursing Program building. So we're in a standard building on campus already. And so I haven't actually seen the first responder campus yet.
Well, that's a nice building over there on the other side
I believe
of campus.
You.
All right. So what made y'all choose your majors?
Well, I'll go first. As I said, I graduated pharmacy school in 1980. And about 12 years ago, I got involved in security in churches. And I looked at that as more as a ministry. And as I was retiring, I wanted to get involved more with security. And this was a step to get into law enforcement. And as I'm going through this, my second career will be in law enforcement. And I looked at three things, though, if you look at places that need security, and this is in alphabetical order. I believe churches, hospitals, and schools do not have enough security, and this will provide me maybe another ministry to do the security for those as well.
I would imagine, you know, being a pharmacist is a pretty lucrative career.
It can be, and it's a very demanding career as well.
And so with this career, are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I love it. And anticipating the question you may have is, as you said, pharmacy could be lucrative. Law enforcement may not be. But again, I look at it, it's not for the money. It's because something that I'll enjoy doing. It's not something I have to do. It's something I get to do.
It's definitely more than a career. It's giving back to the community as well. It's more important than it's more than just a job.
Yeah, it's a calling, or to me, it's like a ministry.
Very nice.
For me, I actually wanted to go law enforcement at first, to be honest. I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, and I wanted something that was a little bit easier to transition into, and I started looking at law enforcement. But at the time I was getting out, around 2018, 2019, there was a lot of riots because of police brutality, and it looked like it's something that I wasn't interested in doing. And I was like, well, I want something that's still paramilitary and something that had structure. That's what I needed in my life. I was like, oh, let me look into the fire service. So I started my fire service journey back then. I enrolled in some fire science courses at local college in California. I got my EMT in California, and then I found my way over to Texas, and I was like, well, I need to keep pursuing this. And I look at all the fire programs in the area, and I saw that SAC had a very good one, and it was spoken highly to me by a lot of my friends, and I decided to apply, and I got in.
Let's see. Hey, there you are. Michael Autry. Yes, we have you over in the other studio this morning.
That's all right, yeah. First of all, Semper Fi, Manny.
Semper Fi, Manny.
I joined the EMS program primarily because it's kind of, it gets in your blood, like you're saying, it's a calling. I've been a first responder for almost 20 years. I joined the Marine Corps initially after 9/11 as a firefighter, and that's where I got my first taste of EMS as well as a EMT. And then after that, my first deployment, I decided to be a medic. And the reason I joined paramedic was because as an Army medic is what I got into. It more closely paralleled my skill set, and I was looking to certify my experience. And SAC EMS kind of, I mean, I was driving down a road, and I saw the exit sign. And I was like, that's, you know, down 35. And so I was like, let me look into those guys and see if they got a paramedic program. And sure enough, you guys do. And that's where I got in.
The job field, the industry field, it's pretty high demand for all of these industries. You know, we had the Texas legislature pass the Senate bill allowing for more funding to go to rural counties as far as law enforcement goes. We just saw the 20% pay increase for firefighters through the San Antonio City Council being boosted up. This is a big field.
Yes, and you know, we're fortunate in that our students, most of them through their clinical program as well, are hired before they graduate. So it's not uncommon to see our graduates cross the stage with us, with the company that they'll be joining. And so it's a great opportunity for our students.
Marnie.
Yes, sir.
What was your first class coming back in the law enforcement side?
We started with professionalism and ethics, and one of the things I'll say is that with university is that there is, with SAC, there is a focus on professionalism within the police or within law enforcement, and also on the, if you look at the public, we are protecting the public, but we look at them as maybe our client or our customer, so we have to provide customer service. So we do that by being proactive and by community policing. So, and we talked about the Law Enforcement Academy, and I'll say the leadership permeates down throughout the academy. And so you look at the leaders we have, the chief, the director, and the instructors, these guys are second to none. They take the classroom and apply it with the practical side of things, and we combine those, and it makes things much easier. I look at it at pharmacy school. We got a lot of practical things at the very last. You know, at the first part, we got the classroom, and then we got the practical. Here, we're combining that together.
Manny, yes, first sir. Class going in.
I think our first class, we went over, donning PPE, which is our personal protective equipment, how it works, how to put it on properly, how to maintain it, and we did a lot of search and rescue, which was really fun as well. We got to go into the burn house and do some scenarios with some dummies. And, that was our first block, and it was a really fun time. I enjoyed it a lot.
Michael?
My first class on SAC was the EMT basic course over the summer. It was a more accelerated program than the fall or spring semesters, but the instructors, I mean, it was a breeze. Like, they really laid it out. All our instructors are also currently working or retired paramedics, and so they have current field knowledge that they're passing along, and then give those anecdotes that give the books meaning.
I know one of the activities that they have out at the First Responders Academy is Family Night. Mm-hmm. Were you all able to participate in that event with your families or your friends?
I wasn't yet so far.
Yeah, my Family Night is coming. I think it's going to be November 13th, so sometime in the next couple of months. I'm really excited to show my family what I've been doing.
Good.
I also didn't make the summer family. I was actually on the ambulance ride-along, but I will be here for the fall.
It's really nice when you see the families come out, though, and it's really enjoyable. I remember back when my mother first came up here to the radio station, she's like, wow, you're doing
you're real.
This. Wow.
You're real.
And it really drives you when you see your family behind you and you have that support network, and that's just great. It's fantastic.
Michael mentioned the ambulance ride-alongs. You know, that's one of the opportunities that our students have to do is to has available to them is to participate in real events in your field. How have you found those helpful?
They offer you a Well, for the EMT basic, I think a lot of it is it's a part of our certification path. It's required by the NREMT that you have to have so many hours riding the box, so many hours in emergency room for exposure. And in the paramedic program, it requires you to hit a certain – you have to. They want you to touch real patients because there's nothing that – there's nothing quite as good as getting your hands on real-world people. The mannequins here are fantastic. They're your live mannequins. They blink, they breathe, they bleed, they talk to you, but they just – there's that crossover, that personal touch that when you cross into a live person versus a mannequin, that those ride-alongs really cement that treatment for you.
What are some of the courses or experiences that you found most challenging in your program?
I think that for me, I'm in a leadership position. I'm one of the class captains, and learning while trying to lead at the same time. You know, like I also don't know a lot of the material that my fellow classmates are learning, but I'm instructed to lead them, and it's finding a balance of getting everyone in the right places at the right time, but also being, you know, their peer as well. It's a fine line, a fine balance. But it's been a couple weeks, a couple months now, and I think I'm finally getting the hang of it.
I think the most difficult class for me so far has been the penal code. It's a lot of information. You're trying to learn it in a short amount of time. But what you see as you go through it, you see repeat things. So it's the penal code so far has been the most difficult.
I haven't hit my hardest class yet, but from what I understand, pharmacology is a coming.
Marnie can help with that. we hear it a lot across many of the disciplines offered here at SAC. Group work is probably some of the toughest work, and I can only imagine in y'all's programs how crucial group work is.
Absolutely. It's crazy because, leading my peers, but a lot of the – I'm one of the older guys there. I'm 28, but a lot of the guys there are, 18, 19, fresh out of high school. No team sport experience, just, they said, I want to be a firefighter. This is their first go-around about being part of a team. And it took them a long time to realize that teamwork is important, because once you put on, San Antonio Fire, once you put that patch on, now you're not just yourself. Your last name goes out the window. You're part of an organization that's way bigger than yourself. So say one person forgets their gear, hey, that's a representation on all of us. Now we all have to suffer and we all have to pay for it, you know? And a lot of them are getting upset, why do I have to get punished for, I'm not the one that forgot my gear. It's like, brother, it's all a team. One team, one fight.
One person and we all fall down.
Exactly. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
You know, it's interesting because we have conversations with our industry leaders every year. Of course, these programs are required, just like the rest of our workforce programs, to meet with their advisory boards, and they discuss those marketable skills and leadership, performance, teamwork. Mm-hmm. They're always on the list. And so that you all are having experiences in these areas, right, that demonstrate now your leadership skills. Are all about entering the workforce with those skills that our industry partners are asking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting because the paramedic, I didn't know this going into the program, but paramedics are the senior EMS thing you can get. That's the highest you can go in emergency first responding as a medical personnel. And so when you hit the ground, you are almost always the person in charge. And so that's part of our training as well, as we'll be doing that leadership training, which was unexpected for me. I thought, hey, I'm going to be going out there and putting on, helping people, pushing meds and giving Band-Aids, doing CPR. But the reality is I'll be leading teams of people, either within my own ambulance or even other, when the fire guys show up as well, I'll be the medical authority there as well.
How are the course offerings as far as scheduling goes? Is it really work with your schedules?
So for me, I actually have a second job. I'm a bartender downtown. Yeah, so it wouldn't work if I was working Monday through Friday, because I have to be up at probably 4 to make my first class, which is PT in the morning at 6. So if I get out at 2:00 at night, probably get home by 3. It's not enough time for me to get ready. So I had to tell my job, hey, I can only work weekends. I can't do Monday through Friday. But yeah, that was definitely a hard adjustment for sure.
You mentioned working part time. of course, I'm retired, and you said a while ago you were 28, the oldest. I'm 67, so I think I'm the oldest in my class. But but what I live in Blanco, so I get up around 4:15. I leave just a little bit before 5 o'clock to get here. And I don't see how you could do this class that I'm in. It's full-time and also have a job because it is very demanding. There's a lot of classroom, a lot of PT, and then you have to study almost every night to be ready for all the exams. So.
I know a lot of the paramedic students are also working, and I think that may be because our class schedule is a little bit more relaxed because we are over two semesters, and I don't personally work. I'm retired as well. I retired military, and I'm doing a second career, but I know a lot of the students are either active fire or active EMS services that are EMTBs that they're working overnights or they're flexing our schedule around our schedule. We're 3 days a week plus our ride-alongs, and those are pretty flexible. We get the schedulers ourselves. We just got to hit that hour cap of 160.
You know, you've mentioned talking about the transition between your prior military commitment and entering a new workforce or a second career. What has that been like for each of you?
For me, so I got out of the military in 2018. I started this academy this year, so 2024. So it took a little bit to knock the rust off. You know, waking up in the morning was a little bit harder than I remembered, that's for sure. But once the weeks kept coming, I started realizing, like, oh, I remember working part of a team. I remember what it is to be 15 minutes early to your first timeline. And everything started flooding back. And I think that's why I got the leadership position that I did, is because I started to grasp these concepts that we needed for our profession really early.
I was also tapped pretty quickly as a class captain for the paramedic program, being prior military. I got retired in 2020, so it was a bit awkward for me. I kind of had a growth period to find out what I would be when I grew up, because all I knew was military. And I decided to kind of cling close to the first responder because that's what I'm good at and that's what I know, and so that's why I'm back in it.
What's the atmosphere like with your colleagues?
It's fun. It's a bit of a younger class, so it's a bunch of 18, 19-year-old young kids, you know, fresh out of high school. So it brings me back to my youth a little bit, that mindset of how they are. But like I said, I'm still a leader, so every now and then when it's time to lock in, I make sure that they're ready prepared to learn.
Yeah, I think for me, it's there's a lot of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. We're all in it together. And you see, when we get ready for an exam, the people, you know, we all kind of come together and try to study together, a lot of us. So it's a lot of the camaraderie.
I think that for the paramedics, we're all working professional medical personnel. And we really bring that. And each person in that class is trying to be better at what they already do. And so that environment, it facilitates growth.
And for Fire Academy, are you going to – where do you plan to take this? Are you going to go in the fire science side, or are you just going to go Fire Academy?
So it's interesting. I'm actually – my main goal is to be paramedic, actually. But I'm in a hiring process for Austin Fire right now, number 22 on their list, and for SAFD as well, number 7 on their list. So right now I'm in a pretty good spot. If I decide to go with neither of those departments, I still have this cert from SAC that I can take and I can apply to any local, rural, small fire department that I want. But it's looking like, because I want to do paramedic, SAFD might be my go-to. They'll put you through an EMT the first half of their academy, and then after like a year or two, they'll send you to paramedic school. So if all goes well, that's where I'll be.
I'm actually in class with a couple firefighters, and from my understanding, the city or the state, I'm not sure which one, is picking up the tab for their paramedic school. I think they had to pay a $25 application fee, and then they're being funded because they're fire departments, or they're active firefighters, and we're looking to qualify our firefighters as paramedics.
Wonderful news.
And the Law Enforcement Academy, it's also part of the Ready to Work program offered by the City of San Antonio.
Correct.
And actually, applications are open right now for the law enforcement side of it. Yeah, they opened on August 1st. And so this is for the full-time academy, and that's going to be starting January 13th of next year.
What plans do y'all have as soon as you graduate? What plans are there?
Well, for me, we've got to get through the rest of the academy and to pass TCOL and become a commissioned peace officer. My goal right now is to look at the Blanco County area where I live, and to I'd like to get on with the sheriff's department there, and because it's giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And also, one thing, continue doing the security for the churches, because as I mentioned earlier, that's an area we just don't have enough security is with the churches.
Yeah, so I have a weird... So we hopefully, if all goes well, I graduate from the Sapphire Academy in mid-December, and then they want to start Austin or San Antonio. They both want to start their academies at the same time, mid-January. So I have about a month in between, and I'll probably just work, train, do a lot of running, get prepared for whatever academy I decide, but a lot of preparation for sure.
So paramedic is offered as a certificate program as well as an Associate of Applied Sciences program. I'm doing the associate program, so I'll actually finish in August. The paramedic program starts each fall. And after I'm complete with this, I actually plan on probably going to get my BSN, because my end goal is to be an instructor, to teach.
So the ability, right, to complete the associate's degree helps you, one, transition to a baccalaureate degree, but also when promotion comes around. Mm-hmm. Because every time there's a promotion, there'll be a requirement for continued education. And so all of your hours will roll into one of those programs.
Oh, wonderful news.
Kind of very diverse age range here. Is it like that throughout the programs? Throughout your fellow colleagues?
Well, I speak for myself in the law enforcement. Of course, I'm the oldest one in my class, and I would say the average age is maybe around maybe 30 for my class. So it, I always laugh and I tell people, I say, you can take the average age, double it, and add a few years to it, and you'll get to my age.
So. For the Fire Academy, it's mostly a young crowd and a lot of people fresh out of high school. There are a few outliers, myself, I'm 28. There's prior military in there, so a lot of them are like 24, 25. I think the oldest in our class is 31. But for the most part, it's a generally a young crowd.
I'm about mid-range in my class. I think a lot of our students, we've got a couple high schoolers that got EMT in high school. We've got people who are working EMS currently. We've got a couple guys in their 40s. And then I think there's one other guy in the other class. We're running two classes right now that is a little bit older. But we're working age people. We're 20, late 20s, 30s, and 40s, and that's kind of the age range, working professionals.
Marnie, in the RTF program, I see a lot of the, I'm going to say more mature students. In media, we don't say old. We just say mature audiences. So we see the more mature students. The younger students gravitate towards them because they just have life experience, not just experience in the field, but life experience. Do you see yourself being a leader in your cohort going forward?
Maybe so. I don't know of leader. I also look at the younger people in the class, and I learn a lot from them. And it's interesting. We can pull together, and I can get life experiences from them, and I can tell them some of the life experiences I've had. And it's what's been interesting to me is that, yes, I'm older, but when we're in the class together, it doesn't matter. So once we hit the streets, it will not matter age or anything. You're there to for your partner. As a law enforcement officer, that's what you're concerned about. It doesn't matter age or anything.
Yeah, I agree. The education setting is kind of like the great equalizer because we're all learning at the same time.
So if you had an opportunity, what would you say to a student who you might meet and say, hey, I'm interested in this field? Would you recommend the program?
Absolutely.
100%. And I would say apply early. Like for me, I had to apply months, almost like two semesters before my semester was even starting because it filled up so fast. It's a great program. It's very sought after. It's very competitive. So if you even have like the slightest bit of inclination of maybe I want to do this, just get your foot in the door, get all the prereqs done that you need to, talk to your advisor and how you can get into that direction because it fills up fast and it's a fantastic program. I highly recommend.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, right? Because you have to have a physical, mm-hmm. You have to go through a mental stress exam, you have to go through a clearance.
All that, yeah. The physical for sure. You have to go and yeah, they'll make sure that you're physically fit for the academy. you have to make sure that your grades are good. Like if you're on not on academic standing, they're not going to let you go into the academy. It's a process for sure, but definitely worth it.
How is the enrollment process?
I thought it was pretty straightforward, honestly. I spoke to my counselor, and I was like, yo, I'm interested in the paramedic program. And she gave me an email to reach out to their coordinators there. I emailed them. They said, hey, this is when we're doing our info session. There it is. Mm-hmm. They do an info session, tell you, hey, this is what you need, and this is when we start. If you want to do it, be there and be ready to work. And I thought it was pretty easy. I mean, the requirements were we had to do we have to be immunized because we're exposed to a myriad of diseases. So we have to be immunized to make sure immunizations are up to date. And other than that, you have to have your EMTB certification, and you have to have, I think there's two requirement classes, med terminology and a biology class, AMP. Other than that, I thought it was pretty straightforward and really easy to get into the program outside of having those requirements. And the community college program actually got my AMP on a different campus. So there's several campuses I've gone to school on in the San Antonio area that are all linked together. And then SAC is my home campus where I'm doing the actual program.
How is the faculty and staff?
I love the variety of staff that we have. So it's like we have instructors from San Antonio Fire. We have instructors from Austin, Houston, District 7, which is the Bexar County Fire Stations. And it's crazy because they all teach a different way. So you're just adding tools to the toolbox. They might teach me something they might give me a tool that I don't need for this situation. But for sure, later down the line, I'll remember, oh, that's what Captain Hernandez is talking about. That's a tool I can whip out. But the variety of the different backgrounds that my instructors come from is superb. It's great.
Yeah, I think for me, I'd look at it is that you can have the best facility, but if you don't have the faculty to go along with it, it doesn't really matter. There, the facility is wonderful, and I'd have to say I believe the leadership, which including the instructors, are probably better than the facility. Mm-hmm. That they take the practical side and, like I say, and add it to the academic side, and it just makes a lot of difference. As we go through and study, like I said, penal code, our instructors can give us real-life examples. And you mentioned about the enrollment. For me, it took a little bit longer to get enrolled because they were asking for things like high school diplomas, high school transcripts, which took me a little bit of time. But everyone at the First Responder Academy, if I called, they got back to me. If I went out there, they made sure I had everything. They just made it very smooth and very easy during the enrollment process. And again, I think that goes back to the leadership.
I think the instructors in the paramedic program have two things that you need to be a good instructor is you have to be passionate about the job you're doing, and you have to be proficient. And all of our instructors I've encountered so far are both those things. They're just wonderful and outstanding.
You know, the two events that I'm out there regularly for are family night and graduation. And I'm always impressed. One, family night, the number of family that show up to support our cadets. It's a huge event. And the second is graduation, where your families are there to support you as you cross the stage. But what I see is that the family atmosphere is really created by the faculty members. They start that, right? And each of you, as structured as your classes are structured family. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice to see, especially when they each have that montage during graduation of all the activities you all have been through. Those pictures look like family pictures, not cadet pictures.
Well, time flies. And this has been a deep dive to the First Responders Academy programs here at San Antonio College, Law Enforcement Academy, EMS, and Fire Academy / Fire Sciences. It's okay. Well, I want to thank y'all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Hot Mustard.